John Seller says the key to winning an Old West shootout was not quickness, but accuracy. And when you take into account how difficult it was to hit a distant target, well, that changes the reality behind how those duels were conducted. The real story is today's edition on The American Countryside. We hope you enjoy hearing The American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear The American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
On July 21, 1865, James Wild Bill Hickok and David Tutt met in the square at Springfield, Missouri. Tutt had taken Hickok's pocket watch in a dispute over gambling debts. At 6 p.m. that evening, the two engaged in what's called the first quick draw shootout in history. Hickok killed Tutt from a distance of 85 yards.
That was part of the buildup to making Hickok what we know of today, or what he has been positioned to be.
John Seller says while it's called a quick draw shootout, it's different than what most people picture.
Nothing like the slap leather quick draw type of shooting like you imagine. These people, when they pulled a gun and pointed it, there was a process to that.
One didn't just draw their gun and shoot because the pistols were inaccurate.
Some even portray him as laying the pistol across his other arm, as a lot of shooters at that time would do, and sight down the barrel, steadying that weapon. Nobody faced up front to front. They would turn in silhouette to make a steadier shot and to make themselves a smaller silhouette to be hit coming back.
Seller says for Hickok to hit Tutt in the ribs from 85 yards with that weapon was quite a shot. Hickok was put on trial and acquitted for self-defense. He ran for city marshal that fall.
After he lost the election in November, it was a very short time he was on his way out into the Kansas Territory and then from there up to the Dakotas where he was ultimately shot and killed.
Hickok was shot and killed over a decade later in Deadwood, South Dakota. Markers here in this square identify the locations of the first ever quick draw shootout that helped make Hickok famous. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.